There are many unanswered questions at this hour about an incredible story. A young Chechen boxer from Florida was shot and killed at his home in Orlando last night by law enforcement officials who were interviewing him about his friendship with Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the Chechen Boston Marathon bombing suspect who was killed. NBC is reporting that during his interview with the FBI, 27-year-old Ibrahim Todashev lunged at agents with a knife after confessing to being part of a triple murder in the Boston area in which a friend of the bombing suspect, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was killed. That triple murder happened on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks 2 years ago. The Associated Press is also reporting that Todashev, the man who was killed in Florida, once lived in Watertown, the same Boston suburb where Tsarnaev, the bombing suspect, was killed in that police shootout last month. Now, a Chechen friend of Todashev's, the Florida man, told WSEH-TV in Orlando this morning that Todashev had no connection to terrorism.
He felt like there's going to be set up, bad set up against him, you know what I mean? He told me, like, they are making up such a crazy stuff. I don't know why they're doing it. Why they doing it? Okay, I'm answering the questions, but they're still making up some, like, connections, some crazy stuff.
Okay, joining us on the line from Orlando, WESH reporter Stuart Moore. He's the one who got that interview. Stuart, this is very complicated, especially for people outside the Boston area who haven't been following all of this and weren't aware of this triple murder that happened 2 years ago. But start with what happened there in Florida. Your FBI sources said that Todashev, the alleged friend of the Boston bombing suspect, that he flipped out during an interview?
Yes, they have. What I learned from the FBI here is that ever since the Boston bombing, they have been in contact with the suspect here, as well as the friend that we interviewed, asking them questions about their relationship to the Boston Marathon bombing suspects, as well as any extremists overseas. Now, they are all from Chechnya, and they said that they were actually conducting one of those interviews, as they have done many times before, and the suspect in this case actually got very aggressive towards them, and that's when they said that they had no choice but to open fire, shooting and killing him. Now, the person that we interviewed, who also was questioned, said that he was being interviewed by the FBI just about an hour or two before this shooting actually happened. He said that he has been followed and interviewed by the FBI several different times, said they had nothing to do whatsoever with terrorism. And actually, when the Boston Marathon attacks happened, both of them were pretty shaken up. But now, one thing he did confirm is that the suspect that was killed this morning had spoken to the Boston Marathon bombing suspects just a week before that attack actually played out. So yeah. a lot more questions that still need to be answered. I just called that person just a while ago to find out what he knew about his involvement with the triple murder that happened in Boston. He has not yet called me back on that tip.
Well, let me hold you up there. Let me hold you up there, Stuart, because this triple murder that, again, this Florida man, Todashev, reportedly confessed involvement in, this is a local hip-hop artist, two other young men killed on the 9/11 anniversary 2 years ago, a brutal murder, their throats slit. The families of those men had wanted this case reopened because they felt that one of these men at least had a friendship with the Boston bombing suspect. They wanted the triple murder looked at again in light of the Boston bombing. What more do we know about what Todashev said his role was, or any role that Tamerlan Tsarnaev might have had?
Well, NBC News is confirming that Todashev actually confessed right before that outburst happened, where he was shot and killed. And they also we are learning that the suspect in this case, you know, he confessed to the actual murders that were involved in Boston. And now I guess he's been here for the past 2 years since that crime actually happened. One thing that we did find out from the suspect's friend who we spoke to this morning is that he was actually planning on going back to Chechnya this past Sunday, but the FBI encouraged him not to go back and told him that they still have more questions for him because he said he's just received his green card. So it's a lot of things that are still developing with this case. We do know that a team is coming down from Washington, D.C. To take this over.
Stuart Moore, again, with WESH-TV in Orlando, Florida. Quite something. We'll keep an eye on this story. And thank you for doing so for us. Stuart, thank you.
No problem. Have a great day.
Okay. I'm going to take a break. Be right back here and now.